The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We're excited to be together again, and I've got to apologize for my voice. I finally gave in to whatever cold is running around because I overdid it a little bit. So for all of you, take a rest. There is a virus running around. Take care of yourself so you don't end up sounding like me. But today, we've got Sophie Jaffe with us, and I'm excited to welcome Sophie. Sophie is an LA-based health and wellness expert. She's a certified raw food chef and a yoga teacher. Sophie has founded her company and wellness brand, Philosophy, with the goal of making it easier, more inspiring, and more delicious to attain optimal health and radiant wellness. Welcome to the show, Sophie.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Well, we're happy to have you because, as most of my listeners and even my patients will tell you or tell any of us, trying to understand how to put the pieces of your health together, even once you know all the details, can be absolutely overwhelming and challenging. And one of the biggest complaints I think that we get in practice is that when you walk out the door, you're equipped with so much knowledge and information, but you still have to put all that information together. So I think that some of what you're doing really fills that void. So tell us a little bit about your company and what inspired you to sort of kind of follow this path.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me personally, I've been on this journey for about 12, 14 years now. I moved to Los Angeles in my early 20s. Actually, I was 18 when I moved here. And that was kind of the time when I realized, okay, I'm 18. I can now decide for myself how I feed myself, both in a nutritional way and every other way, energetically. And I decided that it was time to really take hold of my health. I started going to farmers markets all the time. I started reading everything I could get my hands on, and just really educating myself on what I needed to be holistically healthy from the inside out. And I started really noticing, I mean, I think when you get out of elementary school, out of high school, and you're no longer, a slave to whatever your parents make for you, you start to realize you have control. And that was like my first eye-opening. Wow, I don't have to eat what someone else puts in front of me. I get to decide. And that was
Absolutely. But I've got to point out you're an exception to that rule, because either it's being an 18-year-old in LA or there's a difference between the West Coast and East Coast, but it may just be you. But for many children, for, teenagers, they don't make those choices. They actually go a very different path. That they're out of the home. This is their chance to experience and do anything and everything that they may not have been exposed to before. And that's not always healthy food.
True.
In fact, I think one of my biggest challenges in practice is I always say it's sort of 14 to 21. It's so hard to educate that population about food. So is it LA? Is it you? Why do you think you are so attuned to that, versus somebody else? Because I think I would like the secret to that, just working with those patients. And then definitely as a mother, all of us want to be able to equip our children to be like you as they leave the nest, so to speak.
Right. Right. Well, I think a lot had to do with being kind of thrown. I was living on the East Coast all my life until I moved here at 18 and to California. And I mean, now I'm more aware of farmers markets, but I was not aware of them when I was in high school. It also is Southern California. We have seasonal produce all year round. Yeah, all year round. And so, I can go to the farmers market later today and pick up pretty much anything that I would need. Beautiful, vibrant, gorgeous foods. But going out there on my own, fending for myself, kind of realizing I had the power to decide how I wanted to fuel my body, and that it was a real choice. Like, it's a real choice each time. And I think being thrown out of my nest and being thrown out of my safety net of home, of the East Coast, of what I knew, of my mom buying the groceries, all of that, It allowed me to realize that I could make different choices. And I think having the mindfulness and awareness of walking around farmers markets and asking questions and talking to farmers and just having more of awareness and genuine curiosity about the way different foods affected my body. Yes, I think there's a little bit of my own upbringing. My mom's a holistic nurse practitioner, so she did focus a good bit on health, but it wasn't like the most healthy stuff. We still made brownies on the weekends and all that, which is fine, right? But it's not, she was making box brownies. She wasn't making superfood brownies like I do.
Right, right.
So I think it's baby steps, and I think it depends person to person. And for me, I needed to go out there in the world and be curious and ask questions and see the foods in front of me and then be inspired. And that's what kind of opened up the door to this experience of caring about what I put into my body.
Well, fantastic. And is that experience what led you to start your company? And how old is your company? Did that start very early on as well?
Yeah. I was about 20, 21 when I started my first part-time job at a juice bar. And that was, I left UCLA. I had just graduated. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And that's when I realized, you know, I'm at this juice bar all the time, spending so much of my money. Why not get paid, like part-time position? So I went into the juice bar, asked if they had just a few hours available. And they did. They had, you know, 6 to 8 hours a week available, which I took on. And within a few months, I was working full-time at the juice bar. And I started, I joke around that I basically got my PhD in raw foods at that time, because it was really informal. It was really informational. It was really like, I followed around my manager like a little like guinea pig. Like I couldn't get enough. I couldn't soak up enough information from her and from being in that type of environment. It was just so nourishing. And I was so curious, and it was such a different way of living. Vegan foods, plant-based foods, and high vibrational living, all of that was new to me. And I was just soaking it up like a sponge. And that's where it really educationally started for me. And then I got my raw food certificate, and then I became interested in yoga, and it all kind of fell into place.
Fantastic. What is the most surprising thing that you learned as you started studying the world of raw foods and being vegan? What is something that you had no idea about that you learned through that experience?
I'd say just really focusing on like the nutrition that a food has and how it doesn't matter how many calories it has. I think that's a really empowering thing to know, is that like you could eat, you know, 3,000 calories of high vibrational, highly nutritional foods and not gain weight necessarily. That every calorie is not created equal. And to me, someone who likes to eat and likes to eat for pleasure, that was a really empowering, amazing thing to realize, is like, I don't have to count calories. I just make sure I'm getting all the colors every day and tons of nutrients. And that's a really freeing feeling to be like, oh, I can eat whatever I want of that particular type of food. It's not going to make me fat. It's not going to make me look like heavier or feel lethargic. It's going to actually free me and give me a ton of energy. But, you know, also supply all the right nutrients so that I'm not hungry and so that I am feeling satisfied from the inside out.
Fantastic. So you leave the juice company, I'm assuming, at some point. What happens next? And when is philosophy born?
Exactly. So next was philosophy, and I just realized that why am I working for someone else when I could work for myself and be my own boss. So I started philosophy. My childhood best friend's mom came up with the name. I was searching for the perfect name, and she was like, she got off the flight and she was like, I got the name, Sophie, you ready? And I was like, yeah. She's like, philosophy, spelled with your name.
I love
like,
it.
Yes, that's
yep.
it. It's perfect.
I love that.
So, and I love that it was like my best friend from childhood's mom that came up with it. It was very organic and very grassroots. I started to make food-based cleanse programs for my clients. And then that grew, and I grew out of my little apartment, and I could no longer support that sort of like big operation. So I got a commercial kitchen, and then it just kind of went from there. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about philosophy then. Is it mainly a food-based company, a product company? Sort of what services is it providing to maybe, you know, just the person who really wants to get healthy? They're interested in higher vibrational foods, as you've mentioned. I mean, I'm interested in that. We always want an easy way to access that information, because a lot of us, again, we understand it intellectually, but putting it into practice is a very different game. So what does philosophy offer to my listener, to me, that we can actually latch onto and move forward with?
Yeah. So that is the whole point of our product line. So we have Philosophy Superfood powders, which you can easily add to just about any dish you're making. I just made cacao magic brownies this morning for a recipe for Valentine's Day.
Yum.
And cacao magic is one of our products that has reishi mushroom, cacao nibs, chia seeds, cacao powder, reishi, and it's a one-to-one ratio of, like, if you were going to use chocolate powder, you know, cacao powder, this is just like you would swap it out equally. So it's a really easy thing to swap out. And then
that's amazing.
Then we have the green dream powder, which is a green plant-based protein that's really nutrient-dense, cleansing, detoxifying, and that can be added to a green smoothie. It can be added to your oatmeal, to yogurt. There's no sugar or stevia in any of the powders, and that way you can kind of play with it and go savory or sweet. The green one, I add hummuses, I add to spreads, I add pesto, I add to sauces, and then also, of course, like smoothie bowls and things like that.
So essentially, you know, it sounds like there are a lot of different food-based products on your site that sort of increase the nutritional value of some of the things we already eat, if we're adding it to smoothies and oatmeal and things we're eating in the evening for dinner. Do I understand it correctly? Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. I have three plant-based protein powders. It's the chocolate one, the berry one, and the green one. They're all really low. There's really low, if not zero sugar, and there's no sugar added. And they're really high in plant-based protein. So they each have 10 grams of protein per tablespoon, and there's no soy and there's no whey. So it's kind of like, you could basically toss out your protein powder, but then also toss out any sort of superfood, or like once you use all your superfoods, kind of just get rid of them, because this is an all-in-one. So it's superfood powders, it's plant-based protein, and it's a really easy, there's no sugar or stevia, so you can just add a teaspoon to a tablespoon, depending on how big the serving size is. If you're making a sauce for pasta, then you'll probably add a full tablespoon of green dream to it. If you were just adding it to yogurt, then you would just do a teaspoon. And it just makes it more nutrient dense, but then also increases the plant-based protein.
Now, I've got to ask you the million-dollar question. This is a make-or-break question. Are you sure you're ready for this one?
I think I'm ready.
Have you tried these on a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old? And do they pass the test?
Absolutely. I have a 6 and a 4-year-old, and they are my biggest, most motivating, you know, audience, because they are so brutally honest. And they, as I'm sure you know, but yeah, Leo is 4, Kai is 6, and Kai is a little bit more of a finicky eater. I wouldn't say he's picky, because he eats a lot of amazing things, but he's very specific. And he has all 3 blends. He loves them all. We make a strawberry smoothie with dates and the berry bliss mix, and he absolutely loves it. Any chocolate that I make with cacao magic, he loves. He may make hot chocolate with it, but just do one for one. So we do a cacao magic powder, a little coconut milk, some cinnamon, sea salt, a little vanilla, and just warm it up. He loves
Wonderful.
That. And then the green dream, we add to everything because it isn't a green flavor. It's very neutral. So we add the green dream to our waffles. We'll make like paleo waffles, which I have a great recipe on the blog, but we'll make paleo waffles, or we'll make muffins, or we'll make, you know, just about any baked good, or pancakes, and we add the green dream to it. And that's a really great way to get in extra protein, but also all your greens for the day for kiddos. And it's fun. Like, we'll add the greens to eggs, and we'll add the greens to, you know, we'll read green eggs and ham, or it's just really like a fun thing. If you make it a really fun, vibrant color and your kids are into that, instead of making
it weird.
Well,
I think that gives, Yeah, I mean, I think that's such a struggle for parents trying to feed their children healthy food, when sometimes, even though they started out, like mine started out very healthy, eating everything, and then they go to school and they get introduced to all this other stuff that in essence changes their taste buds. So as they've gotten older, I've actually found it more challenging to keep them healthy than when they were younger. So I think this is something that we would try, and just to see if we can get, especially my son, who's so picky and just seems to want to eat carbs, if I can start using some of this stuff to help him. I think that would be great for any of the moms listening out there, and definitely something to check out. But I don't want to spend all of our time just on kind of the food products.
Yeah.
Although I find it fascinating, because I know there's a lot of other stuff that you do, including hosting retreats, and it's wellness retreats, again, if I understand correctly, and also retreats for couples. So tell us how that evolved from you really being kind of first in the raw food business and then in creating your own food products and now into more of this retreat piece of it?
Yeah. So basically we, sorry, I was just walking my dog and now I'm inside real life.
Love it.
So we basically, I love community. Like, community to me is just really what makes it all worth it. And it's where I really get the most reward is from working one-on-one and in groups with clients, customers, you know, this community. And so I started doing yoga retreats about 7 years ago. And mm-hmm. it started out as just a yoga retreat, but it ended up being so much more than that. It's now evolved into, you know, yoga, superfoods, raw food classes, support groups. We do circles. We do moon circles. You know, just so much comes of it. It's not just a yoga retreat like any other yoga retreat. It's nothing quite like it, from setting intentions to checking in with each other to setting long-term goals, short-term goals, but in a really beautiful way and always in a beautiful setting. We're like, so far we've had retreats in Tulum, Costa Rica. We actually are doing a local one. I have one in April, which mm-hmm. is going to be in California in Palo Alto. So that's like a beautiful beachside town. Yeah. And I've never been, but it looks mm-hmm. gorgeous. And mm-hmm. so that'll be with another girlfriend of mine who's a yoga instructor. We've done a couple of retreats together. So that one is April 28th through 30th. And that'll be an amazing event. And then my husband and I just this past year started leading workshops and retreats together because my husband's in the addiction field. He has a PhD mm-hmm. in psychology and a minor in neuroscience. And he's helping the world in his own ways. And he's done a TED talk on shame. And it's just been an incredible journey for him. And, you know, you should have him on your show one time because he's such an interesting human being. But for me, like, I'm on one side of the spectrum. He's on the other. And so it was just time to bring it all together. Plus, he and I have a lot of history and healing that we've done together and all sorts of stuff that I've written about publicly about our relationship. And you know, mm-hmm. it's not all roses. There's a lot of hardships and tribulations and things that happen with a marriage. We've been married for 7 years, but we've known each other. I mean, we've been dating on and off for 12 years, and I was a baby when we met. And you change a lot from the age 20 to 32, or for him, he's 27 to 40. Totally. You're a different human being, and now we have two children. And who are we now? And how do we define ourselves? And what does this mean? And what does intimacy look like? And what is our love language now? And all of this stuff. So we really want to share our process, our journey, and kind of give like steps and tools. You know, we spent the last 7 years in therapy and healing and all of that, but we want to cut it down and really leave people with a week or 5 days or 4 days, whatever they're just like lucky enough to spend with us, and give them the tools and kind of shortcuts to things that work for us. So we have one in Los Angeles at the end of March. That's going to be at the Four Seasons Beverly Hills. And it'll just be really beautiful, intensive. Like, we'll do yoga and movement, and men will split off and women will split off, and then we'll come all together to unite mm-hmm. and really ignite each other's coupleships. And then I'm leading 4 retreats in Vail this year. So I have one with my husband in Vail in November, and then 3 other retreats, 1 creative writing retreat with my sister, and then 2 with my girlfriends that are yoga instructors. So I have a lot of retreats. It's the reason for me, I love retreats because I get to be one-on-one with so many people that I otherwise wouldn't be able to, just because of the nature of where we live and our busy lives right. and having
responsibilities.
Responsibilities and real life. But there on retreat, I can be so present to those people, and it feels so rewarding and so fulfilling. So it's a magical experience. If you can treat yourself to a yoga retreat, it's just the best.
It is on my list of things I want to do, but let me back up for a second though. I have met your husband. I met him at Mind Body Green. I don't know if you were there. I did not meet you. He gave such a powerful, chilling talk about his journey that was so inspirational and so uplifting that the two of you together, I can only imagine, are a complete powerhouse. But one of the things, and I'm sure you've observed this as well, and I actually have a book coming out in the fall that addresses this a little bit, but not as much in depth, is when you choose food and nutrition and behaviors that almost have you vibrate at a lower frequency, then the choices of your life change versus the choices you would make when you nurture yourself in a different way. And so I find it fascinating that you guys are able to bridge this need for health and healthy food with as much kind of bridging that sort of gap between your health and the health of your relationship, your physical health, your physical vibrational energy, and the energy that you vibrate between each other. I mean, I think that to me is fascinating, and it's something that the majority of people don't latch on to, but it's something that I witness day in and day out that, you know, when people come into me and they're broken medically, usually is the most often reason to walk into me, but they're broken in some way, that as they build themselves back up, typically using food first and then moving on through all the other different things that we do, their lives change and their relationships change. So I think, you know, for all my listeners out there, bridging this disconnect between how you take care of yourself and how it transcends into every relationship that you touch is such an important message. And I can only, like, I'm going to go look after we're done and figure out when these retreats are, because I can only imagine, like, how amazingly powerful the two of you together, having been on this journey and witnessed this stuff probably firsthand, would be able to communicate that and to help so many people that come broken individually or broken as a couple, or not maybe broken, just very, very disconnected and having trouble finding whatever it was that brought them together in the first place. So I think that's 100%. such a great service that you're offering. And then for a lot of people out there in today's world, you know, they're not, typically the church has been that place, or a religious organization has been that place for a couple to go to when they're having issues, but there's so many mixed up couples and, you know, religiously diverse or ethnically diverse couples today, that many of them don't have a home. They don't have a place to go, you know, when they're trying to navigate the space. So if a retreat can serve that purpose, I would encourage anyone listening to try it. You know, it's sort of zone neutral. If you're a family like ours, where there are about six different religions in the family, you know, so, I just think that these are all amazing services that you guys are putting together, especially as a couple, and then you as an individual. Now, I know we're getting close to time, so I want to make sure I cover everything. But for everybody listening, Sophie, like, if you had parting advice and parting words for them in terms of being the best person you can be and really living the best life you can live, or being a true superwoman, not one that's signing up for a million things, but one that just truly feels empowered by the choices she's making, what would that advice be?
I think really peeling away the layers and finding your truth, not someone else's, not what you think you're supposed to be doing, but really peeling away the layers and doing the work on yourself, not for your partner, not for your friend, not for your children, but really peeling away, you know, the layers of the onion and exposing your vulnerable, true, beautiful self with all your flaws and all your greatest attributes, and just really focusing on what makes you unique. Just like we teach our children, right? We're always teaching this to our children, but then we're not living that. We're comparing ourselves to others and to someone else's, you know, Instagram life to our real life. Like, that's not reality. Reality is who you are in your gut, in your truth, in your authentic voice, and shining bright from that place so that everyone around you, your children, your friends, your community, can also feel inspired to light up from within and be their truth, because we can all offer something to each other. We're all here as perfect mirrors and teachers and students. I am just as much a student in this life as I am a teacher. And if you're not showing up as your authentic self, I can't learn from you. And same for me. I can't teach and learn and be the light I am unless I'm my authentic, unique self. So I think that's the most beautiful way. Like I have so many flaws, but I'm not afraid to say them and sink into them and bring light to them and laugh about it, because that's what makes me me. And the more I know myself, the more that I can help others and be a support for others. So I think being a super woman or super person is all about just loving the shit out of yourself and really loving yourself, and like without any reservations, like, oh, that hurts me, I'm going to put that under the rug. Like, no, like, let it all shine. It's okay if you're messy. It's okay. It's why you're so creative. It's okay if you're disorganized. That's why you're so vibrant in that area. And I think we need to just truly accept and love who we are underneath it all, so that it gives other people permission to shine too.
I don't think I could have said it better. And so the direct quote for everybody listening is, love the shit out of yourself. That is the quote. So don't forget that. Sophie, if my listeners want to learn more, like I also want to, about your products and your retreats and things like that, please give us some direction. Where do we need to go? What should we be looking at?
Sure. So my website for the product, for my blog, for, you know, any inspiration and motivation and kind of mommy stuff is thephilosophy.com. So T-H-E and then P-H-I-L-O and then my name, S-O-P-H-I-E.com. So thephilosophy.com. And then my husband and I, and then all the retreats that I lead and workshops and Facebook groups and all these ways to catch me in person or virtually in a workshop or retreat setting is ignited.me. ignited.me.
I love that word ignite anyways. I think that sparks so much enthusiasm and motivation. Sophie, you've been so much fun to talk to. Thank you for taking the time to join me today. Hopefully we'll get to do this again. And yes, I have to chase your husband down and get him on here as well.
Yay!
But in the meanwhile, continue to inspire all of us. And for my listeners, I hope you enjoyed this. Remember to be your authentic self. And as Sophie said it best, love the shit out of yourself. Thank you for listening.